As the Village of Pemberton, VOP, continues its official community plan review, officials are seeking input from local children and youth, which, so far, has tended to dovetail with comments made by older Pembertonians. Saya De Brizzi, a grade 8 student at Pemberton Secondary School, PSS, addressed elected representatives in person during the VOP's April 11th council meeting. She joined planner Colin Brown in summarizing the views of her peers about difficulties facing the area in future years. The four main topics were overdevelopment, climate change, rising living costs and paucity of public transit. We are seeing a whole bunch of our bike trails and forests and stuff being taken over by housing, and that is not something that makes us happy, De Brizzi said. I think we need to really be mindful about that, and how we like the small feeling of Pemberton, because everyone knows each other. Yes, Pemberton's going to grow, but maybe we should keep it contained a little bit. Although housing remains a major area of need, the students' concerns reflect those of other locals to a degree. 33 comments generated by the VOP's kitchen table discussions from January 16 to March 10 identified growth management and preserving Spud Valley's uniqueness as a priority. In addition to that, De Brizzi and her classmates are worried about the effects of climate change, citing several flooding scares over the last few years. They also expressed their struggle with affordability and a relative lack of jobs in Pemberton. Unsurprisingly, the teens voiced a desire for more robust regional transit as well. I would like to see more frequency in the bus schedule from Pemberton to Whistler, because I think independence is a great thing amongst youth, De Brizzi said. When the bus is only going in at 8:20 in the morning, we're all still asleep. Moreover, PSS students pointed out that, despite an abundance of outdoor recreation, Pemberton does not offer many activities catered specifically to youth. This factor, when combined with rising living costs, can make it hard for many to envision a future in their hometown. De Brizzi and her fellow teens also appreciate Pemberton for many of the same reasons as other demographics: its aforementioned recreational options, natural environment and sense of community. It's not a very busy town. I mean, it can feel busy, but I like the close, family feel of Pemberton, said De Brizzi. As of early April, the VOP has engaged 402 local students by liaising with school districts number 48 and number 93. 281 of these students attend Signal Hill Elementary, 76 go to École La Vallée and 45 are educated at PSS. Youngsters in kindergarten through grade 4 took part in simple exercises, drawing out their favorite parts of Pemberton or identifying them on a photo collage. Intermediate-aged pupils in grades 5 to 7 expressed similar sentiments with maps, or used Lego to build their future hopes for the village. Student artwork included many overlapping themes, but most highlighted Pemberton's existing social spaces and activities. 222 depicted economic or commercial elements like restaurants and the community center, while 220 involved various forms of outdoor recreation. Other large categories include parks and open spaces, 179, and the environment, 154. Concurring with De Brizzi's view of Pemberton as a close-knit municipality, Brown was encouraged to see that many children are not reliant on motor vehicles to go to school. 150 students said that they walk, and another 71 get around via bicycle or scooter at least some of the time. 136 others do ride in private vehicles, while 87 take the bus.